Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation in our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Amen. The text from Job 1:21, and he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And may the Lord pour out an extra measure of his peace upon you, Aubrey, and upon you, Ray, dear sister and brother in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It is extraordinarily humbling to read Job. "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return." There is no measuring or comparing of that human endeavor here or that human lifespan there. Everything is made even. Everyone is the same. The great king who reigns for 40 years enters life and leaves this earth in the same way as Ruby Ann did. "We came into life in all humility. We will leave this earth as beggars. Dust is our constitution, and no span of life, collection of articles, generation of memories, accumulation of wealth, notoriety, recognized legacies, etc., changes the dust. We are naked into life and out of life. We are dust coming in. We are dust going out. The playing field among men and women becomes remarkably the same. And yet there is more to the story. There is a time in between. And frankly, this is the part which severely challenges us. Over the years, I've recoiled at what appears to be an oversimplified summary of why we are here at all. Back in college, right here in this chapel, in fact, I heard someone say, "We are here to be saved. We are here to share the gospel that others would be saved." This is surely a gross reductionism. What of our contributions by grace through faith? What of our legacies that flow from God's goodness in our lives? What of the quality of life that has lived longer and more consistent with the parable of the talents, especially in respect to the good steward who most greatly increased his master's gift? How can the years be insignificant? Why are there texts in Genesis and the Psalms that indicate God was interested in revealing our lifespans somewhere between 70 and 120 years? What of the revelation about good works, which the word itself in Revelation chapter 14 puts forth? The good deeds of disciples follow them into glory. We can be even more basic than that and say that even our pleasures, which are intended by God for us to enjoy, are meaningful. A good baseball game, a good barbecue, a good book, a family vacation. These too are important because our Lord loves to give, and creation is the epitome of his giving. Based on all of these then, time is important. Time is sanctified in Christ. Time and space provide the arena for walking with the Lord and doing these good works which God prepared in advance for us to do, and for enjoying his good gifts which he prepared for us from eternity. This is, as they say, the rest of the story. And these reasons are assuredly why the death of little ones is so much more difficult to accept. We may mourn the death of a loved one, but if that loved one lived a long life, there's a certain inherent and automatic consolation realized. They were blessed, as we so often say, because they were given a long life. But what of the death of a little one? For these, we do not feel any consolation for any additional things they received in life. Because where were they? It is easier, rather, to feel as though they were robbed of life. But here I must interrupt this rational depression, which we so easily engage in. I know I do. There's more to the story. There's more to the story. Because the Lord knew Ruby Ann. This is an astounding truth. And we are not permitted as Christians to ignore it. Rather, we are called to embrace it. The eternal God knew Ruby. And thus she was and is known eternally. To the Lord, Ruby Ann has not a short life, but an eternal life. The Lord's knowing Ruby was not partial or encumbered because she lived for 19 weeks. But since the Lord's knowing is perfect, she was and is perfectly known, known as His child, known as His daughter, known as a radiant lamb ushered into glory.
Amen.
We must never forget that her dad, Ray, baptized her. She received the greatest gift anyone can receive. It is a higher gift than ordination, higher than a terminal degree, higher than any scientific discovery, higher than any cultural achievement. She was born again. She received the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. She received an inheritance, which is the kingdom of God. She received the greatest gift the Heavenly Father ever bestowed upon His creation. Ruby Ann received Jesus Christ as the author and perfecter of her faith. She received Jesus as her perfect righteousness. She received the forgiveness of sins. She received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and her little body became a temple of the Holy Spirit that lived within her. She became washed and sanctified so that her body will rise again in glory. She received the status of a holy one. For one, the holy things are reserved. She received the blessing of a lifespan that has no end. She received the greatest legacy as child of God who enters the heavenly mansion. She received the communion of saints as her eternal family. She became rich as an heir of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. She gained an inheritance that no earthly inheritance even remotely comes close to. This is why the rational depression doesn't work in the scheme of eternity. Ruby is not dead. Ruby is alive. Because Jesus is the God of the living. The moment she was put into Jesus' death, her death died. The moment she was put into Christ, her resurrection became the basis for her eternal life. So Christians should not succumb to all of the cultural ways of referring to what we refer to as falling asleep. That's how the Word of God refers to it, right? This is how the Word puts it. When Ruby breathed her last, she fell asleep, and those who sleep still live. She lives now. 70 to 120 years can't hold a candle to eternal life. The rest of Job 1:21 is, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed is the name of the Lord." The Lord gave, and He gave again when Ruby was baptized. And He is still giving, pouring out light and life upon the little lamb, Ruby Ann, whose death the Lord has taken away. This is why we bless the Lord this day. Ruby Ann was not cheated out of life, but through the one who bore her sin, death was cheated out of Ruby Ann. This is why we bless the Lord, as she even now shares the glory of Jesus' resurrection. The grave has been cheated out of robbing Ruby Ann out of life. For now we walk by faith, but for the little lamb, Ruby Ann, who received Jesus, she sees glory. And the day is coming that you also will share her sight, when we will see the Lord face to face and see the saints in glory like Ruby Ann. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He gave us Ruby and He took away her sin and death. And you, O hearer of the Word of God this night, He has given you the eternal love and mercy of God through Jesus, who has taken away your sin, who takes away your death. Let us say it loud and clear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Once again, blessed be the name of the Lord. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus until he comes again in glory. Amen. We stand.